Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We are in the building, 1040 O Street, on a decent day, no wind. You know, when you're in the spring in Nebraska, you get anything above 45 and no wind. That's a automatic top 6 to 10 day, 6 out of 10 day. And depending on the temperature, you can keep going up. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the Metro. Plenty of stuff going on. Obviously, if you listened in early at 10 a.m., had a visit from Coach Matt Rhule and some of his staff to come in and obviously talk about himself. And then obviously had Sean Patton in here talking about his role as a GM. You know, what I said, I think a couple days ago, Austin, was, you know, the coaches, coordinators, and obviously even the players, they're obviously, the coaches are already well compensated. Players are what through NIL are compensated in some form or fashion. But I think as college football starts to evolve, and we talked about this when they came up with this, you know, Super League potential to conferences and stuff, I feel people like Sean in the GM roles, schedule makers, people that are in the structure part of the of your program and running the whole thing will be the next kind of, I wouldn't say it job, but the position that really, really is magnified and compensated and all that stuff. Because the way college football is going right now, you got to manage roster, you got to manage your coaching roster, you got to manage your assistant roster. I think eventually they're going to have pretty much unlimited, or potentially you can have as many on the field coaches, which is probably more analysts and stuff like that. You got to manage recruiting, you got to manage NIL, you got to manage the portal situations whenever they come up, and then the ever changing rules on all the things I mentioned before, all the while. Who knows if you're going to have to be a salary cap manager, or you're going to have to hire somebody in that role, but you're going to be involved anyways. So it takes a different type of mindset, because you almost have to run the team from a outside looking in, but you're extremely invested in order to make the right decisions. And so we talked about, I've talked about, you know, if I was a team like Nebraska or organization as with NIL, or if I was a collective, I'm having a panel of former players at each position, giving their opinion based on what we see. And the reason why is as you start to get deeper into this NIL, and, you know, say like, okay, let's look at Ohio State. I think they, quote unquote, supposedly spent $13 million. Let's just say they did 10, because the numbers are always, you know, who knows, they might have did 13. Let's just do 10. But if you're a school and say you're at 5 to 7, how do you bridge that gap, right? Say you're just not able to raise the $3 million in between, or the $5 million in between. Well, what you have to do is be more efficient and get a higher rate of return on your investment. How do you do that? Now, just playing by the rules. Now, the coaches aren't supposed to be involved, but obviously, you know, I'm sure they say, hey, you know, Austin or Jay Foreman is a good player, you know, whatever. But if you could curtail the deals based on a numerous amount of factors, say it's a linebacker. You ask me, okay, what do you think about him? Who do you envision him as on our team in year two, mm-hmm. year four? Based on that, initial thoughts. Is he, you know, the real deal? Is he worthy? Or, you know, is he worthy of what X amount of dollars or whatever the situation is? And then you try to come up with some formula based on the contract. And then you can have maybe two or three options for the kid and the family. And then that way the thought process, or my thought process, is that you get more bang for your buck. So then therefore, if you're getting more bang for your buck, you're not having a lot of the, well, we were, you know, for prior staff, a little bit desperate. We overpaid for him. We definitely didn't get our return on investment. Where is he? You kind of can base it as, okay, how long are you going to be here? Just for one season or two seasons or mm-hmm. three seasons? And if the things change, you can kind of make sure that if a team kind of, quote unquote, trade for him, get some money back. There's all things you could do it. So this position that you saw with Sean Patton, I think it's going to be something that's going to be huge. Well, in my opinion, huge moving forward.
Anecdotally, we've seen a lot more of that in college basketball than college football. I think it's still trying to reach the college football ranks.
Sure.
But a lot of the blue blood basketball programs jumped on board with this pretty early.
Yes.
Having a general manager. And this is where I think basketball staffs are obviously smaller than football staffs.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see just how many people fall under the GM. I mean, think about in the NFL, how many assistant GMs you have, or assistants or analysts or whatever, like, even just in the front office. So I'm going to be curious to see if that trend reaches college, because I think the GM is going to be just another member of, like, the head coach's kind of executive team, such as it is. You have your offensive coordinator, your defensive coordinator, your football ops, because I think football ops has to work with but be separate from GM.
You got to have, I mean, football ops, you know, division, GM division. And the thing is, what you have to do is you got to make sure that you got to have some people that know the game in those divisions, because mm-hmm. operation. I mean, here's why I think Pittsburgh, or say when Carolina, when Jerry Richardson was there as the owner in Pittsburgh as well. In particular, let's take Pittsburgh. Why they've been sustainable and been such a grade A organization all the time is they have a lot of former players in different roles through those different, like, let's call them pillars. And so when they're making decisions, they're making them football decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Where you see a lot of NFL owners, in my opinion, struggle is that, say you are a billionaire from tech. Well, you're trying to come in and run a football team like a tech company. It never works.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a really good delegator as a billionaire or owner of an NFL team. And so that's no different than potentially what could be going on in the, you know, near future for college football and in football programs. So big shout out to them coming over. I didn't know they were coming over, didn't get the invite, you know what I'm saying? Either got left on read, but that's all good. But I had to take care of some other stuff. But you know, it's always good. I think, you know, one thing, you know, I don't talk much about the football team, you know, just in general, just because, you know, first of all, it's not my personality. I like watching the games. That's when I'll talk about the games. The one difference, I was talking to somebody, what people don't know, I think, I have to confirm this, but I think it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think Matt Rhule and Scott are the same age.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me I think they're the same age. And this has nothing to do with the record, but I think if they're, I think they're the same age, but when you talk to them, Matt Rhule seems like...
Correct.
Yeah. Seems like he's a little bit more older and mature, and he's a football coach. I mean, I always say this, when you walk, when, you know, a few times that I've been down there, or when you see them operate, it's, you have to be a former football player, no different Strick, former basketball player. It smells and feels like football. They're actually, they're doing it. And that's just, that's the best compliment I can give to you, because that covers everything. You're doing football. You're playing it. You're coaching it. You're adjusting it. You're, you know, you're demanding it. You're doing everything that, that goes into this thing that we call like football practice, football team, and it's ever changing.
Are you telling me it's easier to get better at football when you do football?
Yeah. That's anything.
Interesting.
Right?
Seems like that, that makes sense to me. Do more, I mean, football, I don't, get better at more,
I don't
football.
Know any different. You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess that I don't think like that, you know. I mean, obviously I've had some issues or the brain sometimes don't function, but I just think that, you know, it's just, to me, I always try to keep it the best times I've ever played football or me performed well, teams performed well. It's like, hey, look, it's all the things that we have to do, this is what you're asked to do. Go above and beyond. Generally, good things happen for you. Are you going to win a national championship every year? No, but you're going to be in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I talked about on the crossover Strick, the difference between, you know, say like, and you say basketball, like, yeah, you can win. You can be a winner, quote unquote, you know, but you'll never be, you know, difference between a winner and a champion. And people struggle with that because, and that's with coaches as well. You can be a winner. You know, I can be a winning AAU coach if I have all the best players, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can win some stuff because, say, like you're playing against or coaching against a bunch of coaches that really don't know what they're doing, right? You know, or you're playing down. We see a lot of teams that, you know, should be like gold level. They'll be down there blowing bronze out, and then they're, you know, they're on the internet. Well, you know, that's great and all, but that's short term. Because you, right, can do that because you can have guys get away with, you know, not being invested, having bad attitudes, doing just enough, and finding a way to kind of, like, I would say, like, curtail the system. Like, find a way, kind of, like, the, it seems like, you know, you're doing it right, but you're just kind of cut.
To the outside, it'll appear, yes, like you're doing it.
It looks
people
at it on
the, know, right, will know.
You're cutting corners and all that, but you're still, like, quote-unquote winning.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never be a champion because, right, as a champion, it's a different mindset because you're showing up with like individual like energy, but with team goals, mm-hmm, team mindset, and there is no complaining. And that's a kind of a blanket statement that's not necessarily fair because I'll tell you this, to be honest, when Coach Osborne on a Wednesday after a hard practice that we didn't did goal line and stuff, and we got three full gassers, I was complaining. You know what I'm saying? But guess what you got to do when you complain? You still got to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that it goes, you know, hand in hand. And you know, I'm sure they're trying to do that, build some championship mentality. Whereas the days that you don't feel like it, those are the days you actually got to push harder. Everybody can perform when you feel good or when things are going right. What are you going to do when you have a bad, like, section of practice? You know, so for instance, sometimes, like, I talk about Greg Williams, like, I, you know, hey man, I just got just destroyed in red zone, busted coverage, got juked. You know what I mean? That's a bad, you know, that's a bad setting of practice. Now, am I going to let that boil over to inside outside run? Am I going to still think about something that I did 5-10 plays ago, or, you know, or something like that? You can't. And so you got to be able to build those type of habits right now and you know, see where guys can, you know, see where it all shakes out.
That's really what it comes down to is, when you strap it up, what have you been doing? Where's your, yeah, focus been? You know, what work have you invested? I mean, that's where it becomes obvious, right? This last week of spring, because guess what, Jay? there's a spring game in a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, spring game.
Now that it means everything, but this is where we see our first peek at, okay, when the lights come on, it's not just when the lights come on, who can perform. It's who's put in that work, who's been dedicated, who's had their head screwed on straight. Now you're putting on a show for people across the state. Yeah. This is going to influence how we think, how we talk about the team moving forward, and your coaches are going to see.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've seen them all spring. They've seen them through the winter conditioning. I think that, I mean, obviously, the spring game now is televised. It can't be like when we did it, you know, whereas it was actually a true game where there's things they can get accomplished, right? You anytime you're out there, and I'm assuming it's going to be a scrimmage, you want the penalties low, you want the execution high. You could run five plays, you want them executed. Now, you could dress them up different ways, but you want to be able to, what I like to call, walk and chew gum, and you want to see the guys that can do it. Now, from the fan perspective, I saw him last year. Man, he looks bigger, faster, stronger. He looks really good. And say, you know, makes a couple plays. That's something to talk about, because then you're saying, okay, well, I see the team's getting, you know, better, you know, in the weight room and all this, and it's showing on the field. There's a lot of things you can gain out of it. But for a player, no matter what the script is, you want to make sure, at least for me, I can only talk for myself, is that I wanted to have a good feeling going into the offseason or to the into the next phase, which is extremely crucial. This is extremely big, but now we're getting ready for real games. And so I want my last memory of playing football, obviously having a great spring, but the last game out there, which is a kind of a preseason tune-up, you want it to have to be good.
Well, we talk so much about good first impressions, which makes sense, right? And that's the first week of spring ball. Like, you're excited to get pads back on or hit people or get through drills, right? So, yes, a good first impression matters. Just as important is a good impression in the middle. Who's tired? Who's still pushing through? Who's remembered install from week one? And then a good last impression. Who's put it all together? Who started strong? Who remembered everything? And then, hey, we got into scrimmage action. Who had their best week of putting everything together at the end? Right, there's no week to take off in spring ball.
Well, first of all, we're 5-7. There's no days off.
Right.
It's 365, 24/7, 365. There's no days off. We can't afford anything. So let's just get that out of the way. But you're completely correct. You want to see who can retain some stuff, execute some stuff, and be totally invested. Like I said, the first week and a half, 2 weeks, everybody's excited. That middle part is like you can see the finish line. But boy, you got the back end of that last 150 meters in that 400, and it's gonna. You got
that wind's about to hit you,
right? And you got that hawk coming. You got to fight through it, and you're gonna see who's tough and who's not, and mentally tough players are ones you like to depend on, and that's where you get confidence from as a coach. You know, so you know, it's a great. I mean. For like I said, if I was on the team, I'd be excited because it's a way you have an opportunity to play the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't afforded that. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. I'm going to give you a great analogy of spring, and then we're going to put a pin in that. And then we're going to talk about college basketball transfer portal. My man Chucky's in the portal with his buddies. All the Bellevue West guys are in there. Give my opinion on that. I don't have any inside knowledge, but obviously wish them the best, but we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.